feel like when you guys go watch that film, how as bad as it felt? Is it?
I don't know if it could get as bad as it felt, but a lot of mistakes. It wasn't us. It wasn't Raider football. There's nothing that you can really put your finger on. It's just, I mean, mental errors showed up a lot from every position. And that's unacceptable, man, especially this late in the season. And you're still having the mental errors that we had on basic plays. You're not going to win ball games like that. And it showed up yesterday, and it showed up in a big way.
When you talk about mental errors, can you give us some examples?
That's people not doing their job. People not doing the right assignment at all positions on basic plays. And, you know, we're not going to beat anybody if we're not doing our job the right way and at a high level. And that's any football team. If you got mental errors, you got one guy not doing his job, you know, 9 times out of 10, the play ain't going to be successful.
Is it more disappointing that it happened when you guys had the extra time to prepare and all that, and you were coming up
with it? I mean, first and foremost, you're trying to win every game. So it's disappointing if we were 0-15, you know, to go out there at this point of the season and to lose like that and have mental errors the way we had them. It is unacceptable. We're all pros in there. You know, everybody got to hold themselves accountable. But now that was unacceptable to go out there and put that type of game on film after a big win.
Is there any, do you think there was any complacency for some guys after getting that first win?
No, man, we just got beat up. Like I said, every time we take the field to win the ball game, and that team just beat us up yesterday.
Have you been a part of anything like that since you've been playing football?
I've been blown out before, yeah.
And what do you take away from it?
Buckle up, man. Get ready for this week, man. Put that one behind you. We went over the corrections just now, so that one's behind us. Get ready for the Niners, and hopefully we can go out there and put together a better game than we did last week, man. And, you know, hopefully we pull one out.
Not your first rodeo against the 49ers. You have a lot of experience against them, playoff experience against them. What do you know of them? What do you see from them? What can you do?
Oh, man, I just know they're a very physical team. They play with a lot of heart, a lot of passion, you know. They got a lot of good players over there. They got a good ball club, but I know they play hard. You know, they take a lot of pride in what they do. So we're going to have to come out. We're going to have to match their intensity, or if not exceed their intensity. We at home, you know, in front of our home fans. Yeah, it's going to be some Niner fans there, but we at home, and we got to go out there and protect our house.
They're known as a very physical defense. How do you match up from a physicality standpoint?
We all men, man. We all men. We've been playing football for a long time. So if you let the man across from you out physical you, you know, that's you. That's you. You got to look yourself in the mirror at the end of the game. So hopefully, you know, we got a lot of dogs on this team, a lot of men on this team. They got a lot of pride. And trust me, we'll hold our own.
What do you think the biggest problem for this offense is? You know, aside from the mental mistakes that you made in this game, just what do you think the biggest problem is?
I think the biggest problem with us is just trying to establish a rhythm. You know, a lot of the games that we've been in this year, you know, we really haven't been in sync and in rhythm as an offense. You know what I mean? We, you know, a lot of three and outs. You know, at times we do get on track. You know, we'll have that one play, whether it's a turnover, whether it's a penalty, you know, to knock us off that track. But, you know, once this offense is in rhythm, you know, we're really hard to stop. But once you get us out of rhythm and we're going three and out and, you know, we're not establishing a groove, you know, we're not that good.
How does that happen that often? How do you guys get out of the rhythm, and what's the key?
Man, everybody just got to do their job. That's it. Everybody has to do their job. We got a lot of playmakers in this locker room. Everybody just has to do their job, man, at a high level. We're more than capable than going out there beating any team in the National Football League if we do our job at a high level. If we go out there, if we have mental errors, we go out there and, you know, we're not playing like ourselves, and we're not gonna win too many games.
When you talk about mental errors, is it on a scale of 1 to 10? Is it a lot of times closer to 10, or is
it's bad? Especially this last week. This last week it was bad. I think it's probably the worst we've been in a long time. And like I said, at this point of the year, that's on everybody, man. That's on me. That's on coach. That's on everybody. We got to get better than that. And as a leader of this ball club and of the receiver room, we got to get better. And there's no way around it. So, and we will.
Is
So how does this team bounce back psychologically from a loss like that?
Man, like I said before, we are all men, man. Everybody in here has been a part of a loss before. The only thing you can do is buckle up, man. Go out there, you know, and get a little dirty and go out there and fight when you get out there on Sunday.